Someone wanted to get up and do 5 a.m. Master Scrum with me today. Say hi.
Hi.
Do I look okay? Am I awake? Ow! What was that about?
Now you look better.
Oh, I look better now. I'm awake now. Hey, so it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. We are remote. My co-host here is like, hey, let's do the show. So I'm like, okay. So I got my logo shirt, but he didn't have his logo shirt. We do have kids' sizes. We're working on them. And we're remote and doing a little family outing, right, Ed? We're going from our car here because we wake up everybody in the hotel, right? Yeah. Mom and sis are sleeping, right? They're out cold. Yeah, they're out cold. But we're up, and wanted to share with you some stories. Trip going good so far, Ed?
Yeah.
Enjoying your vacation? Nice little town we're in? Mm. Nice little town, he says. Nice little town.
It is a little town.
It is a little town. That is cute. We're in Massachusetts somewhere. Mm-hmm. Sturgis?
We are?
Yeah, we're in Massachusetts.
If you're in that, we might stop by.
If you're in, we might stop by. Send us a message. We'll stop by your house. So, just from an IT, what do we talk? We do 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile, Coach. I'm still not awake.
Wait, want me to do it again?
No, God, don't do it again. It hurt.
Eddie,
he's a Scrum Master in training. He's working on his PhD in Scrum Master.
Tom. What's that?
That's a big cert. Yeah, you want your certs, right? Gotta get your certs. Anyway. So we're being a little goofy today because we are on vacation. And we're just taking a little mini vacation, not some crazy thing. We just packed up some
stuff. We're doing crazy.
We're doing crazy?
You're going to make me walk up a 3-hour hike.
3-hour hike. Ooh, maybe. That would be his mom doing the 3-hour hike, right? Anyway, so 5 a.m. Master Scrum is about talking about agile and scrum in a practical and tactical way. So you can bring value to the customer. And I don't know what show episode this is. I forgot to write the number down.
200 million.
And I wish. Yeah, no. Not 200 million yet. But getting there.
Wait, what?
No, we're not there. Hey, wait, what? One of the things we do is we do the show so you can get some time with your family and friends. And that's what I'm doing right now. From today's episode, I want to talk about some MVPs, some software things we saw. We went to a water park yesterday. Pretty cool, right, Ed? So they had this really neat, and I wanted to share this. They had this barcode thing, right, for the smart locker. And everybody talks about MVP, what's about. And what I would have been nice to create at the water park is that they had these little ID badges tied into your credit card. So as you went around the place and you had to buy food or not, you didn't have to bring your credit cards with you because you're going through these wave pools and tube rides and all that stuff. So that is adding value to the customer. Taking this little technology, which was pretty cool because it was used to open the locker. I could go back and forth all day long to open a locker. That's awesome. The next level, the next MVP would be, how do we tie this into the rest of the, or one restaurant or something, so that you can scan the barcode in, they can bill your credit card, and the guests, the customers, don't have to bring their credit card around the point joint. I said that to one of the young kids working at one of the things. He said, oh, that would be cool, because then they won't have to be worried about the money or the cash, and they can just buy whatever they wanted when they wanted to do it. I bet you they make a lot more sales, because you know why? Because people don't have to carry their credit cards and all that stuff around the place as they're going down the tubes and have to figure out where to go and go back to the locker. And everything's spread out from the park, so you'd have to go all the way back to your locker to get your credit card or cash and or buy something all the way on the other side of the place. So a little software mod to what they do or enhanced capability. Maybe this company doesn't. Maybe I'll go look up e-locker or something, locker link, and see if they offer it for your restaurants. I think if I was that company, I would definitely modify and say, hey, we can adapt this to all your little local refreshment stands and all that. And that is what being agile is about. That's what being doing Scrum's about. It's about bringing that value to the customer. Again, this little card, this little bracelet here with the barcode. And it's just barcode technology. It's nothing new, right? It's been around for a long time. He doesn't know. I know. I used to do a barcode stuff back in the 90s. So it's been around. You could take this easily, adapt it, and add value to your customer without really much of a software mod. Just adding another thing to tap to your credit card anyhow. So it's already in there. With that, I don't know. You want to say anything, Ed, before we hang up on the show?
Nope.
And say happy scrumming.
Happy scrumming.
Happy scrumming. Enjoy your day. We don't have fortune cookie Friday because I forgot to bring a fortune cookie with us.
I found one.
What?
Just a away.
Yeah. What's your fortune? What's it say? It
says, be aware to your surroundings.
Be aware to your surroundings. Find out value you can add to your customer, but it's just by using your own tools. And again, little things like that. Enjoy some family time and I don't know, have fun. We wish you all the best, happiness, and safety. Take care.
Bye.
And how do we get out of the live thing? I guess we hit the X button, do we?
I think.
Exit? Exit. Are you sure you want to stop?
Yes.
Yes. See ya. Bye.
Bye.